Good morning. Our question today, in continuing our discussion of the prohibition of sitting within four amos of somebody who is saying Shmona Esrei, does this same halakha, the same isra, apply even if I am sitting in back of him? In other words, we can understand sitting on his sides. I'm in his peripheral vision. I'm going to disturb him. It's really his airspace, his area that he's davening on his sides. And in front of him, as we discussed yesterday, maybe we even have to be more machmir, even outside of four amos, to be strict and not sit in front of him. But in back of him, does the same halacha apply that we cannot sit within four amos? So in fact, there's a Tosfos in Brachos that says as follows, that it's prohibited to sit in front of somebody and on the sides of somebody, and it also adds in parentheses, Beim ala achorav, that this halacha applies also in back of him. Now, from the fact that we see that this is in parentheses, not brackets, which means we would read it, but in rounded parentheses, we are not goresit, we do not have this text. In other words, it's been removed from the text of Tosfos. Apparently, there were girsas in Tosfos that had Bein Malacharav, that the prohibition applies even in back of him, but we do not read Tosfos with that language, and accordingly, the prohibition, based on how we read Tosfos, is only applicable in front of the person davening and on the sides of the person who's davening, but not in back. Now, when we look at the language of the Torah, if we look at the version put out by Machon Yerushalayim, they have the language as follows in the Torah, Asur Leishe B'toch Arba Amos Shel Tefila, we cannot sit within four amos of somebody davening Shmona Esrei, Ubein Milafan, of whether sitting in front of him, Bein Milachorav, it includes sitting in back of him, Bein Minat Stadim, or on his sides, Tzorech Laharachik Arba Amos, we need to distance ourselves four amos. So we see that in the primary text brought in by Machon Yerushalayim of the Torah, the prohibition is applicable even in back of the individual davening Shmona Esrei. Nonetheless, in the Hagos Vaharos, the comments there in the Hotzah and the edition of the Machon Yerushalayim, they point out that this girsa of Bein Malachorav, that including in back of the person davening in the prohibition, was not in many of the Kisveyad, older Kisveyad of the Torah, the various manuscripts that they had of the Torah, did not include the prohibition in back of the person. And in fact, when looking at the language of various poskim as they quote the Torah, again, the Bein Malachorav, sitting in back of the person davening Shmona Esrei, is not included in the prohibition. So amongst them, the Beis Yosef, the Darkei Moshe, the Prisha, the Bach, and the Taz, when quoting the Torah, they do not have the language that the prohibition includes sitting in back of the person, only sitting in front and on the sides of the person. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch, in the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, he says as follows, Asur Leishe B'toch Arba Amos, he swallowed the prohibition, don't sit within four Amos of somebody davening Shmona Esrei, Bein Milafanav, this applies sitting in front of him, Bein Minat Stadim, or sitting in back of him. So the Shulchan Aruch does not include the prohibition to sit in back. It's only in front and on the sides, but not in back. Nonetheless, the Ramah inserts that the prohibition applies also when sitting in back of the individual who's davening Shmona Esrei. Just to conclude this question that we're addressing right now, is it very well could be that whether sitting in back of the person davening or not is included in the prohibition could depend on the reasons that we brought a few days ago as to why there is a prohibition to sit within four amos of somebody who's davening Shmona Esrei. And we'll just bring two of them. The second reason that we brought that there's a prohibition within four amos is that the area that somebody davens, that's Admas Kodesh, who by virtue of his davening Shmona Esrei, makes the whole area, the four amos around him, has a special level of Kedusha. Apparently then, the prohibition, if it's that's the concept, the prohibition should apply also in back of him, because all around him, four amos in all directions, would be Admas Kodesh, who would become holy land, holy area that the person is davening in, that would be in back of him as well. On the other hand, based on the third reason that we brought, that our concern is if we're sitting within four amos of the individual davening, we may negatively impact his kavana. If that's the case, it could very well be that that applies in front of him and on the sides where he can see us. But if we're sitting in back of him and we're being quiet, were not making noise that would disturb him. Accordingly, it could be that in back of him, the prohibition would not apply. So in a nutshell, there we have it, that there are different opinions and different gears going back and forth. Does it apply as well in back? Certainly on the sides it applies. In front, we may have to be more machmir, even for a lot more than for Amos, as discussed yesterday. But in back of him is subject to machlokes. Have a wonderful day.